unsurpassed, penetrating, and perfect truth is seldom met with, even in 100,000 myriad kalpas. Now we can see and hear it. We can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself.
Amish the Buddha, Amish the Dharma, Amish the Sangha. I've been speaking a lot about the merit of meditation. It's very important that when we meditate, we come with humility and a contrite heart to the meditation. It's like the meditation is a kind of clearing in a great jungle, a great forest. And the only way we can come into that clearing is completely naked, carrying nothing. On one side of that clearing is everything that we have, everything that we know. On the other side of that clearing, somewhere in those great trees, is the help that we long for. It is the love that we long for. We have to come into this clearing with nothing. Just what we are at this moment. Unclothed, carrying nothing. That nothing includes any expectations. It's all right there in the instructions for how to meditate and the rules for meditation. Think of neither good nor evil. Consider neither right nor wrong. Leave what we know. Leave our accomplishments. Leave our faults. Leave our judgments of ourselves. Leave our own opinions. Leave the opinions of others behind. Just walk into that clearing naked and holding nothing, carrying nothing. In simple trust. When we come to meditation this way, our heart will naturally long for and rise to the eternal, to the help of the eternal. In this context, we can, in a certain sense, be remade. We can profoundly be renewed. All on the eternal's terms, not on any terms that we might have attempted to establish. This is a profound state of unknowing. It's not the same as ignorance, but it's a profound state of unknowing. Of course, when we recite the Scripture of Great Wisdom, this is what the Scripture of Great Wisdom is about. Leave dependence on all these external things behind. Leave dependence on your own supposed knowledge and accomplishments. Leave the judgment of yourself behind. Leave it all behind. And just enter the presence of the eternal with nothing to offer but just what you are at this moment, whatever that is. It is in this context that spiritual conversion can happen at the deepest level. And the greatest good comes out of this. Imagine for a moment that you were someone who had limitless wealth, you know, of a worldly sort, and that you could give everyone what they need, everyone in the whole world what they need. If they need shelter, you can provide them with shelter. If they need food, you can provide them with food. Well, many, many people would have reason to be grateful to you. And yet those people might die in the same basic ignorance that they had lived in, and might not be any more enlightened by their experience of your generosity than they were before. But if at the time of your death you leave a legacy of merit that the Eternal can use to connect up with its spiritual needs that beings are inheriting, then that merit might help guide someone to genuine spiritual conversion, to finding their true nature and living from their true nature. The greatest gift that we can give to the suffering world is the gift that flows inevitably and inexorably from our own pure practice of meditation, practice of the precepts, practice of faith.
Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas.